Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
You've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
I'm Mark Fry, and this is Monday's 830 on the Go. Here's a look at some of today's headlines. Good news for thousands of SNAP benefit recipients in Minnesota. Minnesota Republican Lisa Damoth officially joins the gubernatorial race. And there's a new holiday celebration coming to Minneapolis. Our top story, a juvenile's under arrest on suspicion of murder after a shooting in North Minneapolis.
It happened around 11 last night in a home near 29th and Russell. Police say teenage boys were in the basement celebrating a birthday when a shot was fired. Initially reported as a self-inflicted wound, police later learned that was not the case. The victim's name has not been released. So far, charges have not yet been filed against the suspect. No word on what may have led to the shooting. Steve Simpson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
440,000 Minnesotans will get SNAP benefits restored after the Trump administration agreed to partially fund the program that was stopped because of the federal government shutdown.
Minnesota was among the states that sued the Trump administration over the interruption of the food stamp program. State Attorney General Keith Ellison is not surprised by the reaction to a pair of federal court rulings that came down last week.
When it comes to domestic court matters where we have sued the Trump administration and the court has ruled in our favor, generally speaking, which means there are exceptions, they have complied with the court orders.
Ellison told a group of food shelf administrators and SNAP recipients that if the Trump administration defied the court rulings, he would take them back to court. In St. Paul, Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
There's a new face in the race for Minnesota's top elected post. Republican Lisa Damoth is running for governor, the Speaker of the Minnesota House revealing her intentions on Sunday. It was first announced on WCCO's Sunday Take, and Damoth later posted a campaign video on social media.
I'm Lisa Damoth, and I'm running for governor because Minnesota's worth fighting for. Let's fire Tim Walz and take our state back.
Damoth hammered Walz throughout the video, calling him divisive with his hate for Republicans. Damoth also discusses her upbringing and her accomplishments from school board member to the House of Representatives. Other Republicans running for governor are State Representative Kristen Robbins, Dr. Scott Jensen, and businessman Kendall Qualls. Governor Tim Walz is seeking an unprecedented third term. Those enrolling in MinSure for the upcoming year are seeing a spike in premiums. Enrollment got underway Saturday, and premiums are up on average 21.5%, MinSure CEO Libby Collum.
Minnesotans are facing rising healthcare costs, and their current plan may cost more next year. They may also be getting online ads or phone calls from scammers trying to sell them a junk plan. They're wondering how they can get quality coverage that meets their needs and their budget situation.
Collum encourages people to study MinSure plans and to use tools on the website to shop and compare. A new Minnesota BCA facility broke ground today in Mankato that will serve as a new regional law enforcement facility and crime lab. BCA Superintendent Drew Evans says the Mankato facility will create faster response times.
We have much more convenient access to the tools in our laboratories. Rapid DNA is one of those emerging technologies that we're looking at and how to distribute that across our entire state. And having a hub like this with a regional office is going to make that more possible more quickly.
The new facility won't open until 2027. It was funded by the infrastructure bill signed by Governor Walz earlier this year. The contest for Minneapolis mayor is presenting Minneapolis voters with 15 candidates, but most of the attention is centered around incumbent Jacob Frey and challenger Senator Omar Fateh. As voters weigh in, two very different visions for the city's future, they both shared their plans for the city along the campaign trail. Senator Fateh claimed the police should be defunded. He has since changed that stance.
I did support question two, which would have created Department of Public Safety in which our police would be situated under, but not in terms of defunding. In fact, last biennium, I worked with my colleagues to bring in $19 million in public safety aid.
And Mayor Jacob Frey disagrees.
Senator Omar Fatta, who's very clearly said that he wants to defund the police. And by the way, this is not my just putting words in his mouth. He said this and is now trying to back away from the position.
Voters will decide Tuesday who to elect. No more holidazzle, no problem. There's now Winterapolis.
Leaders say the three-month celebration combines existing holiday and wintertime mainstays with new events and activities. There will be more vendors in and around the popular Dayton's Market, as well as other holiday markets downtown, and parking and restaurant deals to help draw visitors. Former mayor and head of the Minneapolis Foundation, R.T. Ryback, says those concerned about safety or enough to do are sadly mistaken.
The Dayton's Marketplace has proven that there's incredible activity downtown. And the Great Northern Festival has a great audience. If people are not wanting to come downtown, I feel sorry for them, honestly. But the fact of the matter is, it's where it's at. And come on and see.
Winterapolis kicks off the night after Thanksgiving along the Nicollet Mall in downtown Minneapolis. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And thank you for tuning in. You can find more news at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.